September 1979. Voici Valjean Val. Il est brun. Il est très petit. Il a 13 ans. Val, over here, over here. Eleanor saved him a seat to her left and one for Rodney on her right. Dark-haired Valjean Val, small for his age, settles apprehensively. First day of eighth grade. First class of Introduction to French. Trigonometry swirls from the previous period. A codger in coat and tie gazes into space from behind his desk as the students scramble, gab, and gawk. Rodney said this is the man's last year before retirement, his mother heard at the PTA. The bell rings, and the teacher springs to the chalkboard, scrawling, "Monsieur le Prof." He turns around. Monsieur le Prof. Bonjour la classe. The din eases to 8 from 10. Monsieur le Prof. Attention. Bonjour la classe. La classe. Monsieur le Prof. Bonjour la classe. He motions to indicate that he is addressing them. Monsieur le Prof. Bonjour monsieur. Now they should address him. La classe. Bonjour. Monsieur le Prof. Bonjour la classe. Bonjour monsieur. La classe. Bonjour monsieur. Monsieur le Prof. Every morning I will greet you, la classe, and you will greet me as I prefer, Monsieur le Prof. This will be the last time I'm going to speak English to you. Val dislikes that. During homeroom, he had to switch lockers when he discovered the given combination of the first failed. Monsieur le Prof is saying they will embark this year on the very worthwhile voyage into the French language. Veins bulge across his high forehead under the lights. You see, historically, French has been a language of science, politics, religion, and love. In fact, the troubadours of Provence are credited with introducing the very notion of romantic love. Of course, they sang in Provençal, an Occitan dialect, but that goes back to the point. Val's new locker abuts a janitor's closet. Why should you learn French? Just last week he was bicycling by the harbor and stopped to admire the August early morning vista, whereupon he encountered a beachcomber from Czechoslovakia. This man didn't speak English, and he didn't know Czech, yet they enjoyed a delightful conversation in their mutual tongue. Voila! You see, French is a global language whose practicality is exceeded only by its logic and beauty. Rodney coughs purposefully and looks at Eleanor and Val. What is this guy talking about? All open the beaten textbooks to page 13. Val wonders why they're not starting on the first page, but then teachers are frequently sneaky that way. Monsieur le Prof presses a button on a hefty tape recorder. Nothing. Again, nothing. He removes the dingy cassette and examines each side. Monsieur le Prof, sacré bleu. He reinserts the cassette and presses a button. Audible rewinding. Chipmunks in retreat, Val whispers to Eleanor. Rodney is now coughing repeatedly, encoding insults directed toward the teacher. The chipmunks vanished. Monsieur le Prof gestures toward the textbook and jabs play. It's a solemn male voice from the past, perhaps as old as Monsieur. Voici Richard. Il est brun. Il est grand. Il est intelligent. Il a 15 ans. Voici Marie. Elle est brune. Elle est grande. Elle est intelligente. Elle a 14 ans. There's a spelling trick based on gender, Val notes. More food for anxiety. There are remnants of unidentifiable decals not quite scraped away on the front panel of his new locker. Here he is considering the line drawings of Richard and Marie in the book, then flipping forward as the cassette continues. The entire text is in French, even each numbered question facultative, whatever that signifies, and its answer at the end of each chapter. Monsieur le Prof presses stop several times for mass garbled mimicry. After the bell, Val tells Eleanor he won't last, and she tells him he will. Then he strides down the hall taller, literally, on account of his new cowboy boots called Dingoes, endorsed on the box by O.J. Simpson. On the ride home in the center of the bus, the ninth graders occupy the rear, Val trades parts of the day with James. He'd chosen French over German and Spanish because Eleanor and Rodney had signed up for it, and he'd cheat off them if it continued as opaquely as it began. James elected not to study a foreign language. Once, another three-part choice had confronted Val in elementary school: concert band, orchestra, or chorus. He'd opted for the latter then and stood on the front riser on account of his inherent vocal perch in the upper octaves, not to mention his enthusiasm. James played the trumpet for 2 years in band and then quit. He gets off the bus. He'll bike over after he goes to the bathroom. Two more streets, then Val gets out at his stop. He scuffs the soles of the Dingoes over a stretch of sandy pavement. He'd slipped and fallen in the shiny hallway, looking for the new locker, but no one saw because they were all in homeroom. Takes an envelope from the mailbox and walks along the driveway. Chocolate milk and coffee cake loom in his near future. His mom won't be home till late. After work, she's going to the hospital for another breast cancer test. Praying for remission. 3 weeks later, Monsieur le Prof's navy coat, the same one each day, appears threadbare at the elbows and by the vent. The old man is not as elegant as he first seemed, now that intimidation no longer airbrushes Val's vision. Here is the class conjugating a regular verb, regarder, to look at. Val notes that Monsieur's stern recitals are accompanied typically by wincing. The discomfort is not solely caused by egregious mispronunciation. Rodney had relayed that the teacher suffered a heart attack the previous year and missed the last 2 months of school. Now Val perceives frailty in his every move. Monsieur kept the students off balance as he swung from formality to jocularity to authoritativeness to plaintiveness to scholarship to cluelessness, all of it couched in an antiquated manner that compromised the authority required for a leader of these Long Island eighth graders. Amid chattering among the desks, Monsieur le Prof beckons to Eleanor. Monsieur le Prof, mademoiselle, s'il vous plaît, regardez. Eleanor, je regarde, tu regardes. Monsieur le Prof, oh la la, tu... Tu. Eleanor, tu regardes. Monsieur le Prof, tu. Eleanor, tu. Monsieur le Prof, ah bon, comment c'est? Eleanor, je regarde. Tu regardes. Il regarde. Nous regardons. Vous regardez. Il regarde. Monsieur le Prof. Très bien, monsieur. He points to Charlie across the room and the kid begins to croak. Val nudges Eleanor and gives her thumbs up. She always sounds good, and she does the reading, too. Secrets and exercises of the triangle, sines and cosines, waft through Val's mind. First period trigonometry lays a firm foundation of boredom for each day. Monsieur... Allô, monsieur! The man is pointing at him. Here is Val tiptoeing over the regarder litany, echoing Eleanor as best he can. Rodney coughs throughout, audibly barking stupid. Without an appraisal for Val, Monsieur le Prof pivots. Monsieur le Prof, Alors, monsieur, avez-vous attrapé un rhume?
Rodney.
Huh?
The teacher grabs his own throat and makes like he's shivering and coughing. Val understands the question. Have you caught a cold?
Monsieur le prof. Vous toussez?
Rodney. Coughing?
Monsieur le prof. Oui! Avez-vous attrapé un rhume?
Rodney. Have I trapped a room? Snickers ripple, then halt, as the teacher stares fiercely. There are those veins on his forehead.
Monsieur le prof. Ah, vous blaguez! Comme vous êtes drôle!
He pretends to laugh silently. You're joking, he's saying. How funny you are. But he snaps out of the pantomime. He doesn't really think Rodney is funny, Val sees.
Monsieur le prof. Alors, monsieur, commencez. Regardez.
Rodney. Je regarde. Tu regarde. Il regarde.
Monsieur le prof. Ho, ho! Regarde? Vous blaguez encore. Regard?
He pronounces the R effeminately, mockingly. You must be joking with such mispronunciation, he's saying. He slides his chair, a rickety, adjustable contraption, and centers it in front of his desk. He waves to Rodney.
Monsieur le prof, venez ici, monsieur.
Waving.
Monsieur le prof, venez, venez, venez.
Rodney gets up lamely, shuffles forward and stops.
Monsieur le prof, asseyez-vous.
Rodney sits in the chair. The teacher yanks it, tilting Rodney backwards.
Monsieur le prof, alors la classe, voici le bureau d'otorhinolaryngologiste. C'est qui? C'est un médecin qui examine les oreilles, le nez, et la gorge.
He points to his ears, nose, and throat, then reaches into a drawer, takes out a stethoscope, and drapes it around his neck. He's acting like a doctor who will examine Rodney in his office.
Monsieur le prof, il y a des Américains qui ne peuvent pas prononcer correctement la lettre R en français. Ils connaissent R seulement, R, et les mots en anglais comme red, ruby, rascal, et Rodney.
Val comprehends the malady at hand is Rodney's American R.
Monsieur le prof, vous voyez la classe, de temps en temps, il faut opérer.
He squints down at Rodney and wields the pen in his hand like a surgical tool. He has to operate.
Monsieur le prof. Alors, monsieur. Regardez.
Rodney.
Regardez.
Monsieur le prof.
Re.
Rodney.
Re.
Monsieur le prof.
Gre.
Rodney.
Gre.
Val hears the difference. The man's sound is raspy, and the kid's is not. Rodney's sneakers, the treads unworn, stick out toward them. His head is out of view. Helpless.
Monsieur le prof. Alors, monsieur qui a attrapé un rhume, toussez encore, s'il vous plaît.
He coughs, and Rodney follows suit.
Monsieur le prof. Maintenant, comme vous toussez, dites-vous re.
Now cough and say R, he's saying. Rodney continues to cough.
Rodney, Monsieur le prof, encore!
Rodney,
Monsieur le prof, regardez!
Rodney,
regardez! Monsieur le prof, commencez, je regarde!
Rodney, je regarde,
tu regardes.
Val and Eleanor eat this up, along with Rodney's awkward walk back to his desk, and they give thanks that they did not enter that doctor's office. But another did that period, followed by more the next 2 weeks. The operations, some of them involving complications, entertained the class and energized Monsieur le Prof. Val grudgingly picked up on the cadence of the lessons. Eleanor displayed an aptitude and unmistakably earned the teacher's admiration, manifested by multiple mademoiselles. Rodney spoke seldom and seethed. Val enters the classroom one morning with the students abuzz and the teacher's chair vacant. Val, Le Prof is out today? Eleanor, I don't know. Val, there's a sub today? Eleanor, I don't know. Look. On the blackboard, someone wrote, Le Prof mange du sel. Val, qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? Eleanor, it means eat salt. Val, what does that mean? Eleanor, salt is bad for people with heart problems. Rodney, real bad. Rodney smiles. Val nods, but he doesn't get it. His mom is still in remission. He knows that much about real medicine, not checkups, a practice that takes place in an office or hospital area apart from the waiting room, down a hall or around a corner, behind doors. The bell rings. Eleanor, uh-oh. Monsieur le Prof rushes in and drops his tattered briefcase on the desk. Monsieur le Prof, bonjour la classe. La classe, bonjour monsieur. Monsieur le Prof, je suis en retard. Pardonnez-moi, s'il vous plaît. He's late and asks for their forgiveness, Val understands. The man claps and rubs his hands and removes the tape recorder and textbook. He turns to the blackboard, as Val and Eleanor wish he wouldn't.
Learning language. So be sorry.